spacely. That's my throat you're strangling.
It's 7:30, Mr. Jetson. Time to get up. Rise and shine, George. It's time to face the world. Okay, Jetson, you asked for it.
Yow! Not cold! Yow!
Some bird brain alarm clock.
Jane, can you get the visiphone?
George, it's Mr. Spacely. What shall I tell him? He can't come to the phone at the moment, Mr. Spacely.
I don't want him on the phone. I want him in the office. Now!
I better hit the order dresser and get down there.
Well, be prepared. He's on the warpath.
No, thanks. This is a little too prepared.
You're right, George. If you ever showed up for work looking like that, he'd go bananas.
Oh, no. Nothing like an auto dresser with a sense of humor.
Uh-oh.
Ezra, will you cut it out?
I'm sorry, Mrs. J. I didn't realize you had company.
Rosie, it's me.
Oh, now I recognize you, Mr. J.
Rosie, will you take Astro for his morning stroll?
I will if you do something with the Futuraca cycle. Otherwise, good luck with breakfast.
What's wrong with him?
You had to ask.
I'll see what I can do, Rosie. Rosie, I don't see anything wrong with this.
Me either. I think it works great.
Elroy, you ordered ice cream for breakfast?
Heck no. I ordered capsulated whole grain cereal with dehydrated fruit chips, and then I got lucky. First the one in the face, and then this one.
I'm a little late, dear. You better make it a light breakfast. Ham, eggs, hash browns, toast, and coffee.
Two out of three isn't bad, Mr. J.
Thanks. I didn't need that.
You can finish my breakfast, Dad.
Thanks, Elroy, but I'm sick enough as it is.
I gotta meet Mr. Orbit. He's helping me with my science project, a time machine.
Time machine? Now, there's a real waste of time.
Life is a waste of time. What does it all mean?
It probably means another boyfriend's about to bite the dust.
You're not having trouble with Rex Saturn, are you, dear?
I could care less about Rex what's-his-name and his who-needs-it career. If he prefers a bunch of groupies to me, let him go, I say.
Oh, yeah? That isn't what you said to me.
Die-die!
I thought diaries weren't supposed to be seen or heard.
You think other families have all these problems?
Since the beginning of time.
Wilma!
Yow!
Wilma! The elephant is out of hot water!
Yow!
Fred. First thing tomorrow, I'll have the plumber bring a new elephant.
Has Fred said anything about where they're taking us on our vacation?
Not yet. That's why I'm making him his favorite breakfast to soften him up.
You mean instead of the usual sledgehammer?
I wish he would use the sledgehammer. My beak's killing me.
This is what I'm aiming for, Betty.
Oh, boy! Honolulu Rock! A week there wouldn't make me cry. Wonder what the weather's like.
Bet you it's gorgeous as usual.
And now for the weather report. Locally, the temperature in downtown Bedrock is 47 degrees. Low clouds and rain predicted throughout the day. In other locations, Stone City, overcast. Honolulu Rock, gorgeous as usual.
See? I told you.
Yuck! What is that?
Sweet and sour bronto ribs smothered with lizard gizzards. It's Fred's favorite.
Mine too. Us Pigasaurus garbage disposals love those kind of leftovers.
Oh boy, sweet and sour bronto ribs and lizard gizzards. My favorite breakfast. Uh-oh.
Rubble's residence, Barney speaking.
I know who it is. Listen, I'm getting my favorite breakfast this morning.
You're lucky, Fred. I didn't get any. Betty just took off.
Probably for our house, just as I suspected. The hand printing's on the wall. They got us by the throat, Barn.
Who? I don't feel anything.
It's called romancing the husband so you get the vacation you want time. And I'm not falling for it.
Oh, Fred! Breakfast is ready, dear.
And so am I, Wilma, honey. I know just how to handle this, Barn.
Battle stations, here he comes.
Morning, girls.
Your favorite breakfast, dear.
And I sure hate to miss it, but I'm going to be late for work.
But it's your favorite, Fred.
Well, maybe just a bite.
Wilma, I'll bet Fred was wondering where they serve sweet and sour ribs every day of the week.
Yeah, I bet he was, Betty.
No, he wasn't. Hey, Wilma, will you turn down that radio? The noise is giving me indigestion.
It isn't noise. It comes from this. And do you know where this comes from?
No, but it's the springiest piece of meat I've ever eaten.
Hi, Fred. Hi, Wilma. Gee, am I late for the costume party?
No, but we're going to be late for work.
Fred, haven't you noticed anything?
Yeah, those grass skirts. You're back up to the stove, you could start a fire. See you later, girls.
You think they got our message?
Personally, I think it came back, nobody home.
You're late, George.
Only 2 minutes.
And you're gonna get it.
Jetson!
Now!
Nice of you to drop in, George.
Yes, sir,
Never mind the small talk. We've got trouble, George.
Yes, sir. Does it have anything to do with my ear? 'Cause right now, it's got more trouble than we've got.
Can't talk here. Maybe bugged. Your office. See you later, Jetson.
Yow! Whoa!
Good morning, George. Oh, you're not George. You're Mr. Spacely.
Thanks. I don't need any dumb computer telling me who I am. Now tune out, Rudy.
Yes, sir, Mr. Spacely. I'll be here when you need me, George.
That isn't a computer. It's a nursemaid. Jetson, there's a leak around here, and I want it stopped.
Yes, sir. I know a very good plumber, Mr. Skywrench.
An industrial leak, you molecule brain. And don't play innocent with me, Jetson. I have my suspicions where that leak is coming from, and it's you!
Me?
How else can I explain Cogswell stealing every major project I've come up with, right from under my nose?
Well, I...
Darn right it's you...
But, sir...
I spent a fortune romancing General Black Hole just to get that secret contract for the Interstellar Lunar Probe. Nobody else knew it existed. But are they using space leaf sprockets? No! They're using Cogswell cogs.
How do you suppose Mr. Cogswell got wind of it, Mr. Spacely?
From a windbag like you, Jetson.
Oh, no.
I told you to butt out. Cogswell has beaten me out of every one of my secret projects. From the lunar probe to the Humphrey Bumgart lookalike sprockets for the nostalgia buffs.
Too bad, sweetheart.
What can we do, boss?
Not we. You, Jetson. You want to clear your name, then find out how Cogswell's getting his information.
You mean spy? Are you suggesting I spy on him, Mr. Spacely?
Either that or you're fired.
Spying doesn't seem like such a bad suggestion when you put it that way, sir.
Good. Now you can sympathize with him, nosy.
Gee, I'm sorry, George.
That's okay, Rudy. I guess I still have one friend around here.
Instead of getting bullied into taking them where they want to go, we take them to a place they like even better. And we'll be heroes.
Gee, I don't know, Fred.
Coffee break!
Watch it, or we'll be spending our vacation in the hospital.
Sorry, Fred. I wouldn't want to miss the vacation you got planned for us as soon as I find out what it is.
Come on, I'll treat you to a cup of coconut juice. Now, the way I figure, Bond, we go in together 50-50. Now, how much did you save for your vacation?
20 clams.
Good. That gives us 30 clams altogether. Now we take...
Just a second, Fred. If it's 50-50, I think we're missing 10 clams.
Don't worry about it. You can owe it to me. Now, what we do is...
Say, Fred, could we just put our feet together so I could do a little counting?
You want to stand around and count toes, or you want to hear my plan?
Well, okay. I should have known I was in trouble when I let you buy the coconut juice.
Now, the way I look at it, why take a medium vacation for 30 clams when we can take the girls on a great one for 10 times that much? I know you're going to ask... Where are we going to get 10 times that much?
No, I was going to ask what's in the coconut juice.
Will you listen? There's a high-stakes poker game at the Water Buffalo Lodge tonight, and I feel lucky.
But, Fred, the last 6 times you felt lucky, you lost.
Strategy. I was just getting rid of all my bad luck. Have you ever seen me lose 7 times in a row?
Well, no.
Well, there you are. Tonight's my lucky night.
It sure is, Flintstone.
How's that?
Because tonight, you and Rubble are working the late shift.
Well, I'd like to, Mr. Slate.
But he's going to be...
He's going to be out of work tomorrow unless he comes to work tonight.
Yes, sir.
Turk Tarpit's company has been outproducing us lately because of people like you. Late to work and late back to work from coffee break.
Gee, the whistle hasn't sounded yet, Mr. Slate.
It has now. Get back to work!
Spacely must be so mad he's chewing sprockets. What are those figures again? Slowly, so I can savor them.
8.5 billion Humphrey Bumgard cogs, and the figures from sales along the Milky Way aren't even in yet, Mr. Cogswell.
No, goody. If you were a woman, I mean a real woman, I could kiss you.
I'm blushing, sir.
I've stolen every good idea Spacely's had, and it's up to you to guard him, boy. Easy, boy. It's not feeding time just yet. You've got to go on your rounds first. Centro, where are you, boy? Good fella. Here. Yeah, I brought you a little treat. Your favorite, a cast iron doggy bone. Now, don't be bashful. Enjoy. You know, that sounded almost human. Yuck!
And Mr. Cogswell is going to put me in charge of all computers. And it's all because of the secret information my sweetkins has told me. And you'll see, I'll make sure you're never sorry, Rudy, my dear.
Rudy? My dear? My best friend Rudy is the leak?
I sure hope Mr. Slate doesn't find out we're not working at the quarry tonight.
Barney, my boy, you worry too much. Who's gonna tell him? Am I gonna tell him? Are the dumb dinosaurs gonna tell him?
Oh, that's another thing, Fred. How do we know those dinosaurs will keep working even though we're not there?
Because they've been doing that same digging for years.
Yeah, but with human brains guiding them.
Barney, believe me, without us, they're not gonna miss a thing.
Oh.
Ow, what? What little thing are you worried about now? Oh, that little thing.
If Mr. Slate's in the game, I guess we're out. The girls are gonna have to settle for a smaller vacation.
You know what they say, Barn? It's not over till a fat lady sings. Take a look over there.
The fat lady's over there?
No, but we are. And that's how we get in the game.
Rudy, I've got something to say to you. Rudy, I know you're in there. Now come on out. Rudy, if you want me to go straight to Mr. Spacely without discussing it with you first. Ah, that's better. You know what I found out at Cogswell's, don't you? Now I want you to look me in the eye and tell me it isn't true. Well? Then it is true.
Okay, so I fell in love and leaked a few little bits and pieces of information.
Rudy! It was enough to nearly ruin Mr. Spacely and put all our jobs in jeopardy. Sorry, but I gotta report you.
George, if you just give me a little time, I can straighten it out.
You can straighten it out with Mr. Spacely, because that's where I'm going.
I'm sorry to hear that, George.
It won't do you any good to stop it, Rudy. I can walk. Forget it, Rudy, I don't even need to walk. Not with my anti-gravity belt. Rudy, one way or the other, I'm going to speak to Mr. Spacely before he leaves tonight.
Watch the monitor next to me, George.
I can't come home now. I've got a business to run. Make that a failing business to run. No way I can be home before 6. Hey, you, what the... Hey!
Good night, sir. Have a pleasant evening.
Good night, sir. My watch must have stopped.
Sorry, George. I didn't mean to leave you up in the air.
Oh, who would have believed it? A mechanical Benedict Arnold.
Come on, will you, Bond? You want us to miss the game?
You ought to try walking on these high heels. How come I had to beat a woman?
Well, I'm doing the poker plan, aren't I? Now, all you gotta do is stand around looking sexy to distract the other players.
Like this?
Forget it. Plan B. If you happen to see any of their hands, you could give me a signal like, if it's a bad hand, you giggle.
Isn't that cheating?
What cheating? If you saw a guy holding cards that were laughable, you'd want to giggle, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, I guess.
So all I'm saying is, you can go ahead and giggle. And if you happen to see a hand that's a sure winner, cough.
Cough? What for? I'm not sick.
You will be if you make us lose all the money for our vacation.
How do I look, Fred?
Lucky I'm in disguise, because the real me'd never be seen in public with such an ugly girlfriend.
Sorry, we're closed to the public tonight.
Well, ain't that a shame? Me and my lovely lady was looking for a charity bazaar, because we got a whole mess of money here we'd like to throw around. You all.
Welcome, stranger. Make way, fellas. We got fresh money coming in.
Always glad to welcome a new face into the game. But not you.
Sorehead, I just wanted to drop in, not play.
Well, now, I'm just a rich country boy, gentlemen. You'll have to teach me the game.
It'll be our pleasure.
Speaking of pleasure...
Not yet, Bon. We haven't even started.
Cut for deal.
Mind if I dance with your lady friend, stranger?
Well, she'd rather just stand around and watch.
No, I wouldn't. I'd rather dance. It's my favorite song.
Oh, boy. And I'd rather play poker. Cut the cards.
Go ahead and dance, little lady. This is going to be my lucky night.
I've never seen such dumb luck in my life.
Just smart enough to count the money. You nice gentlemen aren't leaving, are you?
I should have kept on dancing.
I guess so. We'll be leaving, too.
Not just yet, honey lamb.
Right. I'm still in.
But you promised me a nice vacation, and this sure looks like a nice one to me.
You heard the man, honey. That old bald eagle thinks he can beat the best in the West.
My deal. And this'll be my pot.
Honey lamb, how about a drink of water? There's a pitcher right behind Mr. Slate.
You, said something?
Only that I'll open the bidding for 10 clams.
I'll see you and raise your 50.
50? Well, I guess I'll, I'll definitely see that 50 and raise you 50.
I'll see that and raise you another 50.
Lammy Pie, did I hear you cough, or was that a giggle? I'll see that and raise you everything I've got.
Well, if you'll take my check, I'll see you.
Why not? I've got all kings.
And they lose to 4 aces.
You want to play rough? I'll show you rough.
Yo! Rubble! Hold on, you phony! Barney Rubble is your girlfriend?
Why, after all these years, sir, I cannot believe you're not a woman.
Well, can you believe you're both fired, Flintstone?
Roar, roar!
Oh, it can't be that bad, dear.
It's worse. The leak is my best friend.
Ree?
No, my best friend Rudy at the office.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Spacely doesn't blame you.
With his business in ruins? Just wait. He'll find some way. Rudy is my responsibility.
Go ahead, run. But you can't run forever.
I don't want to think about him, hear about him, or see him ever again.
Just don't write about him and you'll make me happy.
Oh, Mom. I'm so miserable. I broke up with Rex.
There.
You wanna put your head on my shoulder, Rorge?
No, thanks. I haven't broken up with Mr. Spacely yet.
I don't believe it. I saw it, but I don't believe it.
What don't you believe, Henry?
What I saw. I don't believe it, and I saw it.
Elroy, what's going on in there?
You'll see it, but you won't believe it.
It works, Dad. You won't believe it, but it works.
Uh-huh. What is it?
It's my time travel machine.
You're right. I don't believe it works.
Then how do you explain this?
I don't have to explain it. You have to explain it. A young boy like you hiding a girl in the closet.
I don't know where I am. Please, help me, Master.
George, what's going on in there?
Now I may have to explain it.
George?
Quick, put her here, Dad.
George, is everything all right?
Everything's fine, dear.
What was that?
Oh, that? That's just Elroy and his crazy time machine.
Oh, I don't believe those things for a minute.
Neither do I, dear. Or do I?
I thought your vacations didn't start till next week.
When you're a big wheel, Wilma, the boss will let you off anytime.
Let you go is more like it.
But where are we going?
You'll see when we get there.
Well, we're sure not seeing much on the way.
Fred and his surprises.
Yeah, I've had a few of them this week myself.
Quiet, Bon. You girls wanted a vacation you'll never forget? Well, you're gonna get one.
I just want peace and quiet and to lie back and be waited on hand and foot.
Sounds good to me. Just lead me there.
We're here.
I don't hear any ukuleles.
Funny, I don't see any lovely hula hands.
I should have left the blindfold on.
What are you grousing about, girls? You wanted peace and quiet? You got it. Nature's beauty is all around us. You know what they say in the song. The best things in life are free.
And the worst husbands in life are cheap.
Yeah.
Okay, so it isn't the most expensive trip in the world. But you'll be waited on hand and foot. Barney and I'll put up the tents, do all the work, cook all the meals. And we got enough food to feed an army.
Enough for an army or a dogosaurus, whichever gets there first.
It works, I tell you. You saw it, Dad.
Well, I saw something, all right.
Well, even if it doesn't work, it'd be fun to pretend. I'd just love to go into the future, just to get away from Rex Saturn.
And Mr. Spacely. It's almost worth a try.
Great. Then 25th century, here we come.
Elroy, are you sure we're going to the future? If you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, Dad. I got it set for future.
Ray, what about we?
Come on, Astro. Play Let's Pretend along with the rest of us.
Oh, Roy, Elroy. Thanks, George.
Hang on, everybody.
On to what?
On to each other, just in case this darn thing works.
Okay, dinner, everyone. Hey, where'd everybody go? We want to go home, Fred.
Now!
Give it a chance, will you, Wilma? What would you do at home? Work? What are you doing out here? Watching us work. You haven't got that tight enough, Barn.
That's as tight as I can get it, Fred.
Do I have to do everything? There. Now, you see, girls? All you have to do is lie here in comfort and watch us... Yow!
Make fools out of yourselves.
Like Wilma says, we want to go home.
Now.
At least give us the chance to put up the tent.
Sure, we'll give you the chance, but will they?
Giant ants!
And they're taking the tent.
Come on, they're not getting away with it. Dino, help! Help! No, Dino, no, not me! Them!
Will, what's next on our peaceful little vacation? Giant dinosaurs?
Or some wild tribes that have never seen human beings before.
Will you girls just relax? Whatever there is, we'll protect you. Now, just go down by the stream and wash up. We'll put up the tent and get lunch.
You think there are any wild tribes out there, Fred?
If there are, we'll just scare them off like we did the wild ants.
You scare them off. I'll stand here and shiver. What's that, Fred?
The end of our vacation. Let's go, girls. You were right. We're going home.
Last one in the car is a rotten dinosaur egg.
We were just starting to enjoy ourselves.
And you can enjoy yourselves a lot more alive than you can dead.
Are you out of your mind? What are you talking about?
Back there. Duh.
Would you like to give it a try, Barney?
Yeah.
Well, Betty, we know one thing. There's duh over there.
Oba-duba, that was some trip.
Wow. I wonder how far in the future we are.
Or where we are.
Or what planet.
As long as there's boys.
Fail, there's plenty of trees.
Whatever it is, I want to see it.
Wilma, I can't let you do it. Barney, you go first.
I thought it was women and children first.
I think I hear voices.
Good. I can't wait to see what the people of the future look like.
Jane, wait. With all those super vitamins and steroids, the people of the future might be pretty frightening.
I'm not sure this is the right thing to do, Wilma. Some of these primitive people are small and scare easy.
Not as easy as we do.
Come on, Fred. Dina will give you a boost and you can take a look.
Okay.
Okay. I'll use my anti-gravity belt and see what I can see.
Hold still, Dino!
It was one of them. I was right, Jane. The future's filled with giants.
They're out of the past, all right. Some kind of crazy flying nuts.
I say let's get out of here while there's still time.
Just because they're big, who's to say they're not friendly?
Who's to say they are?
Just because they can fly doesn't mean they're enemies.
It doesn't mean they're not.
How are we going to know if they're friendly or not?
Well, I guess I'm going to have to find that out, son.
George.
By sending out man's best friend.
I must resign from the club.
You can't resign.
Yeah, you're our guide dog.
What do we do, Fred?
Well, we can't send the women out there, and you're too chicken.
That only leaves one choice.
That's right. Dino, you're elected.
Run for your lives!
You heard him, let's go!
Like master, like pet.
You got that right, come on!
What are we running for, dear?
You heard Astro, for our lives!
Maybe they've gone.
What are we doing, Fred? They might not even be around anymore.
He's there. He's peeking around from behind a tree.
Yeah, with both heads.
There's two of them, Dad.
Are they young and good-looking?
Wrong on both counts.
Let me see.
Holy cowasaurus! That guy's third head is a girl.
Well, find out if one of those three heads knows how to talk.
Okay. Yabba-dabba, friend!
Well, one thing, the people of the future don't waste any words.
Hey, Dad, I think he said friend. Try it.
Oba-doba, friend!
Hey, did you recognize that word, Bon?
Which one, Oba or Doba?
He said friend. Come on, let's take a chance.
Jane, they're all coming out.
They do look quaint, don't they? Wow, I hope that's not the way our descendants are gonna look.
Maybe we've gone so far into the future, the time has started all over again.
I wonder if they know any other words.
I bet they understand this. I love your dress!
Well, thank you. You must tell me who does your hair.
Wilma, you did it!
No big thing, Fred. I just used the universal language.
So, this is it, huh? This is how you got here?
But where from?
About 100 miles up.
And 1 million years in the future.
You must be tired after a trip like that.
You'd never get tired with one of these. Some belt, George, but how do I get down?
Your usual way, by falling.
Just press the button that says down.
Don't make it too complicated for him, George.
Whoa! Wrong way. Maybe it's this one. Or maybe it isn't.
Forget the buttons. Just fall.
I think I got it this time. It's the last button. Coming through.
Did you get a load of that bird?
Yeah, especially the beak.
I think Barney was born in the wrong century for flying.
With Barney, any century is the wrong century. Come on, you're staying up there all day?
Maybe even longer. I'm stuck. Help!
Hey, Dad, you can use the magnetized anti-gravity boots.
Hey, how'd that little bag get so big? Magic?
This is your average expand-o-matic travel bag.
Hang on, Barney, I'll be right with you.
Well, there's nothing average about that.
Jane, aren't you worried? He's gonna fall.
Oh, he's used to it. I mean, walking upside down. One of our favorite things at home is dancing on the ceiling.
I think Daddy's got a new favorite now, Mom. Playing horseyback.
Just call me Tall in the Saddle.
You got something here I can try before you go home?
Practically anything, Mr. Flintstone. I don't think we'll be leaving for a while.
What's the problem, Elroy?
I'm not sure yet, Dad.
Roll, get you!
I'm sorry about that, Fred.
gee whiz, Rorge. I almost had that ring-a-ling rhinosaur.
You just press it, and you can stop anything.
Boy, this is sure some bag of goodies you got here.
Yeah, but what good are they? They can't get us home.
But they'll do us a lot of good if they stay around for a while. Just play along, Bon.
I don't know, Elroy. We hadn't counted on coming to the past, let alone staying in it.
That's right. I'm not even dressed for it.
Well, I wouldn't mind staying for a while. I'd like to see what the boys look like.
You're gonna get your chance. I think I can fix it, but it's gonna take a while.
No problemo. You'll come home with us, won't they, Wilma?
Of course.
But won't that interfere with your vacation?
That was over the minute we saw where they'd taken us.
And it's all settled. Our home is your home. Your bag is our bag.
So this is an automobile. I read all about them in ancient history.
They sure know how to save fuel in the old days.
But how did they save their legs?
This way, Mom.
Judy, that's cheating. But it's a great idea.
That's okay, Jane. We got plenty of power up here. We'll get you home faster than you can say Jack Robinstone.
Sure nice what you're doing for them, Fred.
What they're gonna do for us will be even nicer. The Slate Rock and Gravel annual picnic is coming up this weekend.
Yeah, without us. We've been fired, remember?
Bon, I also remember that Slate loses all the events to Turk Tarpin's company with monotonous regularity.
Yeah, not only that, he never wins.
But if we have the Jetsons' bag of goodies, he's winning this time. And we're winning our jobs back.
Gee, Fred, I hope we don't lose for winning.
Behold, Flintstone Manor. How do you like it, George? Got it on sale at Sears and Roebuck.
It's very comfy.
Made of genuine shale.
I kind of thought so.
And if you want to take a nap...
That'll really put you to sleep.
The main thing is we want you to be comfortable.
Oh, I am. We are.
I hope Judy's enjoying her shower.
Ah! Ah!
Sounds like Judy.
Well, sometimes it takes the shower water a little time to warm up.
But I'll bet you Wilma's making Jane feel right at home in the kitchen.
Exactly what is this, Wilma? Never mind. Maybe I don't want to know.
What you should know is... Ow! Don't hold food over the Pigasaurus disposal.
Was that Jane?
She probably just tried some of Wilma's leftovers.
Very funny, Bonnie. We're trying to make these people feel at home.
Oh, you are, Fred. I just wish there was somewhere to repay you.
Oh, we'll think of something. George, we're a little late.
Well, I feel a little, this outfit. It's a little drafty.
Designers in Orbit City would charge a fortune for outfits like these.
I just hope I don't look too yucky.
You? I can hear my friends laughing all the way from the future.
Here's a couple of clams, Wilma. Treat the girls to a ride while we tend to business.
Have you ever been on a Bronto slide?
Oh, guess she hasn't. Come on, we'll scream right along with you.
Go ahead, Mom. I want to check out another animal.
Oh, dear diary, here we go again.
And the winner of the sack race is Turk Tarpin.
You picked up where you left off last year, Slate. Losing, which is what you're gonna do this year. Cause a loser is a loser is a loser.
Upsy-daisy.
What are you doing here, Flintstone? This is for employees only, not ex-employees.
Before you give me the ex, Mr. Slate, I'd like you to meet my distant cousin, George Jetson.
How are you? But you're still fired. And if your cousin, no offense, sir, were working for me, he'd be fired too.
But my cousin might come in handy in the races, sir.
A skinny runt like him? No offense, sir, but there's no way.
How about this way, Mr. Slate? Take off, cousin.
You're right,
Flintstone. There may be a way.
Judy Jetson, sweet 16. Once she makes the bedrock scene, she will become the village queen. She'll do the bedrock rock.
She'll do the bedrock rock.
All the guys will die.
She'll do the bedrock rock.
And she'll know why.
She'll do the bedrock rock.
Each dude will sigh.
She'll do the bedrock rock. Yeah, she's mine, all mine.
Each boy there wanna dance. Each gets a turn, each gets a chance. But only one will she romance. He'll do the bedrock rock.
He'll do the bedrock rock.
I'll stall a while.
He'll do the bedrock rock.
And with my smile,
he'll do the bedrock rock.
And lots of style.
She'll be mine, all mine, all mine.
Draw me near.
They'll do the bedrock rock.
And in my ear.
They'll do the bedrock rock.
And now the contestants for the dinosaur shoe pitching contest. Representing their respective companies, leading the competition this afternoon with two wins, Turk Tarpit. And with no wins, as usual, Nate Slate. The first man with two ringers wins the match.
Watch how it's done, loser.
Hey, you see that, Vaughn?
Yeah, Tarpit's got a ringer for his ringers.
We got something even better. Here's where you could use a little help, Mr. Slate. And for our jobs back at double our salaries, our cousin will make you a winner.
For that price, I'll make myself a winner. So that's the way you want to play.
How much will that cost me again?
Our jobs plus triple our salaries.
You got to go ahead, Dad. How are you going to help him?
The gravity magnet boots.
Bye-bye, loser. For you, cheater!
And the winner by default, Nate Slate.
A win in this next event, and you'll be even with him, Mr. Slate.
As one of my valued employees, I appreciate what you're doing, Flintstone.
And as one of your valued vice presidents, you'll appreciate it even more, sir.
You? A vice president?
And now, the next to last event. A dash over a bed of hot coals.
Hot coals?
Vice president with stock options.
To the starting line, gentlemen.
That means you, Mr. Vice President. You want it, you gotta earn it.
The flying belt, please, George.
You're gonna need it, Fred. Otherwise, you'll be one vice president. Medium rare.
You think this is playing fair, Fred?
Why don't you ask him, Dad?
Go to it, Fred.
On your marks, gentlemen. Get set. Get set.
Hey, what does he want from me? It's new gum.
Fool around with
vice president, will you?
Yay!
Fred, you won!
When you're hot, you're hot.
One more win, and you might even get a bonus, Mr. Vice President.
One more win, and you can call me partner.
Never! I'll never call you partner because you'll never be a partner.
The final event will determine the grand winner. Who will catch the wild Pigosaurus in the mud?
Mr. Slate, it'll be a cinch for my cousin. He can stop the pig right in his tracks with his gadget.
Well, I'm stopping this hog before he takes over my company. I'm doing this on my own.
Here's mud in your eyes, Slate.
Anytime you're ready. Anytime you're ready, partner.
Partner, never!
I'm ready, partner.
Set it on pigskin and do your stuff.
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
Okay, Piggy, go to Papa.
You got him, partner!
Now I gotcha. Get ready to crown a new champion!
What?
I'll gotcha! You bum whipsy dinosaur!
Astro, watch out!
No, Dino! No! Oh, no!
The winner and still champion, Turk Tar Pit.
And the loser, and always the loser, Mudpus Slate.
Sir, never mind a partnership. I'll settle for vice president.
Flintstone, you, Rubble, and your weirdo cousin get out of my sight forever!
Fred, does this mean we're fired again?
Oh, Mr. Spacely, what can I do for you this lovely day?
If you kept your eyes open, you'd see it's a rotten day. And I'm here to get the figures on just how rotten it is.
Laid off.
Oh, business is that bad, huh?
And it's all because of your friend George. He's the leak and his disappearance proves it.
But, Mr. Spacely...
Save it. He isn't worthy of your love and devotion. I wish I had a friend like you.
Rudy, it's me.
Hello.
Are you alone, Rudy, dear?
What was that? Did you say something? Look, I'm through wasting words over that microbrain Jetson. From now on, it's search and destroy.
That was close, Sweetkins.
You wouldn't be keeping anything from me, would you, lovey-doo?
I'm yours from the top of my oscillator to the bottom of my rheostat.
Look, Rosie, I'm just a maintenance man. Elroy's the time machine whiz.
But you could try. Elroy left these instructions.
Time machine retriever, to be used in extreme emergencies.
Come out, Jetson. I know you're in there.
Sounds like you got another emergency to work on.
Right. Coming. Oops. Sorry about that.
So am I.
If you won't come out, I'm coming in.
Oh, Mr. Spacely. It's okay, Mac. He's harmless.
Harmless? Just watch me when I get a hold of that coward Jetson. Jetson, come out wherever you are. Jetson! I'll get you, Jetson.
Sure, a lot of noise in here. Mac, what'd you do to the door? You're supposed to help me fix things, not break them down.
It was Mr. Spacely.
Where is he?
Where is he? That's what I want to know. He's here somewhere, and I'm going to find him. Jetson!
Mac, you better fix that door.
I wish someone would fix Mr. Spicely. Uh-oh, here he comes again.
Where is he? He's ruined my business, and now he's not man enough to face me.
You see, Mr. Spicely, Elroy was working on his time machine, and everybody just disappeared.
Time machine? Disappeared? How much did Jetson pay you to make up that one? You're ruined, Jetson. The last refuge.
Stay out of Mr. J's order dresser, Mr. Spicely. He doesn't like anyone wearing his...
Too late.
I'll get that Jetson if it's the last thing I do.
I need a good old pair of pliers.
These are about as old as they get around here.
It's not easy working with nuts all your life.
I hate to see you thinking about leaving, George. It's going to be kind of lonesome around here without you and that little expandomatic bag.
Yeah, it did everything, including getting us fired again.
Sorry I couldn't help you fellas get your jobs back, but I got to get home and see if I can save my own.
Well, at least the girls didn't find out.
If they knew Mr. Slate fired us for good, who knows what they would have done?
I know what they would have done.
We would have killed you. That's what we would have done.
They would have killed us. That's what they would have... Yeah.
That's right, Brad.
I second the emotion.
Would you wait till we've gone? I hate to see cavemen cry.
Well, you may see your daughter cry if we have to leave just when I'm getting to know Iggy. Oh, he's adorable.
From what this control panel's telling me, nobody's going to be leaving. I can't get it to work right.
Gee, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
Maybe a couple of knocks from this club will do it.
Are you kidding?
Well, it always works on our Mastodon launching machine.
That caused you nothing. I'm awake.
Yay!
Just needed a little Stone Age technology.
How about that, Fred? Now I know what time machines run on. Club power.
How's the time machine retriever coming, Mr. Rowe?
It's not coming. It's already here. Of course, I wish Elroy were here to look it over.
Well, let's plug it in. Maybe you'll get your wish, and mine too.
How's this, George?
A little closer together and relax.
Watch the birdie.
It's only ever here. Watch the birdie. Watch the birdie.
Look out, there's George.
Dino, get over here if you want to get in this picture.
That's okay, Fred. I'll be able to remember Dino without a picture. Hold it. Hold it. I said hold it, not disappear.
Oh, no. The wrong family went back to the future.
You think it'll work, Mr. Rowe?
Well, something's sure working.
What's that?
Well, it's not an earthquake. We're not on Earth.
It must be Mr. J and the family coming back.
Look out!
Oh, yeah, that had more kick than a Bronto fizz.
Wow, time travel sure must be tough.
Oh, my. Look what it's done to Mr. J.
Yeah, and it sure hasn't helped Elroy and Judy either.
Now, don't panic until I figure out where we are.
Oh, yeah, then we'll panic.
I just did. Brad, I think we just found your strange flying tribe.
I'll tell you what I think. We landed in the future instead of the Jetsons.
Mr. J, is that you?
Oh, boy. Now, that's what I call a real strange-looking tribe, Fred.
Yabba-dabba, friend.
Mr. J, you learned a whole new language.
How about that, Fred? I never heard a tin can talk before.
Okay, Mac. They didn't mean any harm. You see, folks, or whatever, we were trying to get the Jetsons back from wherever they were.
The Jetsons? We just left them.
Yeah. 5 minutes or 1,000,000 years ago, according to how you look at it.
We got here by mistake.
You see, we were all lined up to take a picture.
Yeah. Hey, I wonder how that turned out.
Well, I'd like to send you back to find out. But I'm afraid it's going to take some work.
I don't believe it. You mean we're stuck here 1,000,000 years from home?
Well, you wanted a vacation, Wilma? You got one!
Oh, yeah. Well, I got a vacation I'd like to send you on.
Now, as head of this family, it's my responsibility to see that none of you get discouraged. We're stuck here in a strange land, and we may be here for quite a while. I don't want any sniveling or complaining. You're gonna have to make the best of it. Well, that ought to do it, Giorgio boy. I just wish I'd already done it. Judy, honey, I know getting stuck here is a shock. It's, gonna be tough on all of us.
Just a second, Daddy. It's ringing.
I want you to know your old dad is here for you. Anytime you want to cry on his shoulder.
Hi, Iggy. Guess who? Yeah, we're still here. Isn't that great? Oh, sure I can. Tonight, tomorrow, anytime.
Beautiful. That's the spirit, honey. A stiff upper lip. That's my girl. I just hope Elroy isn't heartbroken. Elroy, son?
Oh, hi, Dad. Look at this. It takes whatever this green stuff is and chews it right up.
That's called grass, son. I remember it from ancient history. Now, son, I know this is difficult for you.
Heck no. He's doing all the work.
At last, somebody who appreciates me.
No matter how tough it is, son, we've got to stand up and face it.
Now, what's this, Dad? It makes the lawn grow.
Because into every life, some rain must fall.
George, I need your help.
My help? Coming, Jane. That's what I'm here for, Jane. To help you through a frightening and impossible situation.
One for the family and one for you. One for the family and one for you.
You can't take this on alone, Jane. We gotta help each other.
That's the spirit, dear. Would you take this plate of snacks to the kids?
The courage of this family. Sure glad you had that little talk with them, George. Maybe they'll have a little talk with you when you get back and face Mr. Spacely. If we ever do get back.
It's gonna be tough, real tough. But we're gonna have to find the courage to live with it.
Anything else I can help you with, Mr. Flintstone, sir?
Give me a minute. I'll think of something. Oh, that Jetson sure knew how to live.
Hey, Fred, looky. I figured out how to get the food out of this thingamajig.
Hey, great.
Now I gotta figure out how to get it off the walls. Oh, my face.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Off button, off button.
Oh, a little more of that bubbly water, if you please.
I wonder how the girls are doing, Fred.
Yeah!
Not as good as we are.
Are you okay?
I will be when I figure out which buttons to push on this hairstyler.
I didn't have to push any. I just opened the top of this funny box called makeup, and the hands did the rest.
Ah!
You're right. Ah!
Ah! Uh-oh, too late. Don't say that.
Yeah, just do something.
I know you're in there, Jetson. I can hear voices. You won't get away this time. I'm coming in.
Gee, I guess that door's just for show, Fred.
Fred, huh? Well, that doesn't fool me a bit. And neither does this ridiculous disguise, Jetson. Oof! Good heavens, man. That thing is your face.
And I'm not Jetson.
Then you...
Not me. I'm not Jetson either. See? Oh!
Then where is he?
Well, you see, he was gonna come back, but he got kind of delayed.
Oh, yeah, by us. We took his time machine.
Not that time machine again.
I guess I just kind of unfixed the time machine. Looks like you folks won't be going back to Bedrock for a spell.
We're stuck here in the future. I don't think my hair will stand it.
You folks really aren't from around here, are you?
That's right. We're from Bedrock, about a million years back that way.
If it were true, if it were only true. Yes, yes. Who cares if it's true? They're here.
But what about Mr. J? He may never come back.
So let the dinosaurs have him. Spacely Sprockets is on the move again. We're going ahead backwards.
Jane, Jane, there's no hot water.
I know, dear. Eat your cereal, Elroy.
Yuck, this tastes like grass, Mom.
It is grass, dear.
Sorry, Mom. My stomach tells me I'm hungry enough to eat anything, but my mouth won't cooperate.
Jane, have you seen my shower this morning? The elephant disappeared.
So has my hippo vacuum cleaner, my lizard can opener,
and the bird needle on my record player. I can't play Iggy's album anymore.
We may all disappear if we don't get some food in us soon.
Mom's right. I can't live on love alone, Daddy.
Well, it looks like somebody's gonna have to get a job, and fast. Who else? Let's hope Mr. Slate is smiling when he hears Flintstone's, cousin is looking for a job.
Flintstone's cousin? Throw him out of here! And I ought to throw you out, too.
If the rocks you were digging were as hard as your head, your business wouldn't be in the hole it's in.
Well, they can bury me before I'd sell out to you.
Excuse me, Mr. Slate. I'm George Jetson. Do you remember me?
Remember you? Ever since I saw you, I've been trying to forget you. Now get out!
Wait a minute. I remember you. You were that crazy guy at the picnic.
I better be going.
Hold on! You were flying all over the place, walking on things upside down. I saw you.
I didn't mean any harm.
Harm? I never saw anything like it. Neither is anyone else around here. It was out of this world. Hey, I bet you they'd pay a fortune to see it again.
You really think so?
I can see it now. Turk Carpet presents the flying man from out of this world.
You're gonna have to talk to me if you want to do business with my partner. Right, partner? Right.
And now, to open my newest quarry, I give you the first wonder of the world. From the pits to the heavens, here he comes. With Slate Enterprises presents the man from out of this wild in a daring flight through the fiery hoop of death.
Wow! What kind of plane is that, anyway?
Are you kidding? A cuckoo! What else?
Buying, but with the money rolling in, I bought the whole car lot and half of downtown Bedrock. I know this might change our lifestyle.
That's what I thought when I walked into Bloomingstone's department store.
Looks like you bought out half of Bloomingstone.
Oh, no, George. With the money you gave me, I bought the whole store, along with three beauty salons and a couple of health spas.
Don't tell me. Judy bought a couple of new record albums.
Well, not exactly. Mine, all
mine, all. Hi, Daddy. You remember Iggy? Well, I'm the new manager of his band.
And with the big allowance you gave her, she also bought Tower Rock Records and the Bedrock Coliseum, where the band will be opening this weekend.
You know, Jane, life at Bedrock may not be so bad after all.
This is Dan Rathmoon, and I'm standing here with the miracle of our age, or any age. Four genuine Stone Age people from over a million years ago. How does it feel to be here in another century?
Well,
hold it! I can answer that. It was quite a responsibility getting us here in one piece, but luckily I was up to it.
And you are?
Fred Flintstone, of the Bedrock Flintstones. Like I said when we got here, that trip through time had more kick than a Bronto fizz.
But, Fred, I was the one who said...
Admit it now. You've always wanted to meet someone from a million years ago. As long as it wasn't a blind date. No, but seriously, here he is, the one and only Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, but dabba-do.
Hold it! Can we talk? You promised to be on the Chet Rivers show tonight. Can we talk?
No, he's mine. He's mine.
He's mine.
Correction, you two. Fred Flintstone belongs to the universe.
Tonight he does. Tomorrow he belongs to me.
This
This document bearing my signature right here officially makes you and your money majority partner in this quarry with all the duties that go with it. Now I'll get out of your way, partner, so you can handle your first duty.
Wait a minute. What's that pounding?
Just a little labor dispute. The Digging Dinosaurs Union is on strike. Nothing you can't handle, old buddy. Old partner.
Squawk, squawk. Squawk, squawk. Squawk, squawk. If someone would invent the bell, you wouldn't hear a squawk out of me.
Hello, George Jetson speaking.
Mr. Jetstone, Goldbrick here, former president and now chief purchasing officer of your bank.
Yes, Mr. Goldbrick?
Some good news, sir. You are now the owner of the Bedrock Plaza Hotel and Barbershop, plus the Stoneview Condominium.
Fine, I could use some good news right now.
Yes, well, I've got some of the other kind, too. You've had a little plumbing problem at the condo. Perhaps you better come over and take a look. I'll have a rowboat waiting.
We're a small town, Mrs. Jetson. We're not used to these kinds of sales. Don't expect too much.
Is it expecting too much to hope I get out of this alive?
Village queen, she'll do the bedrock.
I think you're ahead.
Baby, you know it.
Did I really have to go back a million years to go through this again?
So this is where George worked.
That was his chair, and there's the button he pushed every day.
Seems kind of quiet around here now.
Thanks to that sneak Cogswell. But I got a secret plan to wipe Cogswell right off the map. And the most famous man in the universe today is gonna help me.
You must mean me.
Or maybe he means me.
Ooh, I love this plan. I'm making you my spokesman. Spacely Stone Age Sprocket Man. I love it!
There you go now.
Anything new, my precious sweetums?
Well, yes. But I can't tell you that Flintstone's gonna be Spacely Stone Age Sprocket Man.
Back in business, Cosmo?
But Cogswell had you on the ropes.
What are you going to do about Cogswell? You ought to know a bad man can't keep a good man down.
What's the big surprise?
Well, the first surprise is our guest of honor. For the most important investors and buyers in the universe, the most famous man in the universe, direct from the Stone Age, Fred Flintstone. Yay!
Thank you. I'm touched at the way you've taken this poor little caveman to your hearts.
What about the other little fella who was with you?
What other fella? Oh, him! Well, you know, some men know how to seize an opportunity, and some men don't.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, you're gonna see someone who does know how. Just watch the hologram.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can't thank my good friend Spacely enough for inviting me here today.
What are you doing here, Cogswell?
And for inviting all these fine movers and shakers of the universe to hear my surprising announcement.
Yours? Get out of my presentation.
Cogswell Cogs has existed as long as time itself. And what better way to present this than through our dynamic spokesman, the Cogswell Caveman, Barney Rubble, the official spokesman for Cogswell Cogs.
Great idea, Cogswell!
He stole it.
Where do we sign up?
Here, with me.
I'm getting over to the Cogswell plant right now.
No, it's not fair. No, please, I never had a chance. He's stolen every idea I ever had.
As the official Cogswell Cogs caveman, I'd like to say...
Say it fast, because the next thing anyone's going to hear is you yelling for help.
Help! Ha, I told you.
Elroy, somebody, quick, open the door.
Dad, I didn't know you were working for the fire department.
I own the fire department.
Oh, were you at the fire?
Not this time. My anti-gravity boots and I were up a tree, rescuing a helpless little saber-toothed kitty who followed me. Oh,
Boy, he almost got you, Dad.
He didn't mean any harm, Elroy. He was just grateful. A little too grateful.
Where's your father, Elroy?
You're standing on him.
Sorry, dear. I didn't mean to walk all over you.
That's all right, dear. Everybody else has.
I think I know how you feel. I've had it with everything. The department store, the beauty salon, the health spas. Nothing but problems. No, you can't come in. You can keep your groupies and lose my phone number.
Uh-oh.
Men, I don't want any part of them. Well, there may not be much left of your father. Gee, I'm sorry, Daddy, but I'm fed up.
I know, honey. I think we'd all like our old lives back again.
But without the time machine, it's hopeless.
I'm afraid this time machine is hopeless. Just can't be fixed.
Hopeless, hopeless does not compute. Mr. Orbit, hopeless is a word I do not have in my vocabulary bank.
I wish it weren't in mine, Rosie. But I've done everything a human knows how to do, and I can't get this thing to work.
Then I think it's time for someone else to take over.
The Stone Age? Our George? Back in the Stone Age? Oh, no, he's not equipped to handle that.
No more than Mr. Orbit is to handle the time machine. There are turbo astrocosmos equations necessary. You have the power to complete them.
You also have another power. The power of Karen for Mr. J.
That's a power I haven't been using lately.
Please, Rudy. Do it for both of us.
Rudy, who is that?
Just an old friend.
Does that old friend know what we mean to each other?
Well, not exactly.
Well, get rid of her right now.
Cheryl, wait a minute.
Right now.
I think I understand, Rudy. I guess an old friend like Mr. J doesn't mean as much as your new girlfriend.
Wait, Rosie. I'll help. We'll get Mr. J back.
Hi there. You know me. I'm the Cogswell Cogs caveman. Back in the Stone Age where I came from, we could only dream of Cogswell Cogs. But now that I've moved up a few centuries, I wouldn't want to be without him.
Well, I'm going to be without you, you chiseler.
Fred, what are you doing?
What I should have done a week ago. That should have been me doing those commercials.
Hey, look what fell out of the window. Lucky I caught it.
Too bad you didn't catch it on your head.
Something bothering you, Fred?
Yeah, you are, but no more.
Fred, you can't do that.
Watch me.
Whoa!
But Fred, he's your friend.
A friend who stole, cheated, and sabotaged me.
Hey, there's no land to land on.
Fred, you would have done the same thing.
How do you know? I didn't get the chance.
Let go of my husband.
Suits me. You!
Wilma's right, Fred. You would have stolen, cheated, and sabotaged Barney.
So what? That's what he always does. What's the big deal?
Are you defending that caveman con artist?
He's my caveman con artist.
Girls!
You keep out of this!
But girls!
You heard her. Butt out!
And as far as I'm concerned, you can both butt out of our lives from now on.
Oh, suits me fine.
Me too. Right, Barn? Barn? Oh! Barney!
Hey, do me a favor, will you? Next time you fight over me, do it a little closer to the ground.
No, I don't know anything about alligator water skiing. I didn't even know I owned the lake. Besides, I'm exhausted. I just finished teaching aerobics at my health spas, all six of them. George, can you get the door?
I got it. Actually, it got itself. Hi, Mr. Goldbrick. You're not smiling.
We made a few bad investments at the bank. We're out of money, and some of the depositors are a little anxious.
Well, I'm getting a little fed up myself, Mr. Goldbrick, but no more. Here's everything I've got. The deeds of the bank, the fire department, the condos, and downtown Bedrock.
George, you can't do that. It's not fair to...
to the rest of us?
Jane, they're my problem. I got a right to dump them if I want to.
Only if we can dump ours, too. Here's the department store, the beauty salon, the health spa, and a lake I don't even own.
If you're collecting troubles, you can have Iggy, the music store, and the Rock Coliseum.
Don't think it hasn't been fun, Mr. Goldbrick.
Move the quadro quotient to Gamma Gamma to the sixth power.
Of course. Why didn't I think of that?
Probably because you never heard of it.
That's a good reason.
Quadro quotient Gamma Gamma to the sixth power. Correction made. Still no response from the control panel.
I don't understand. It should compute. There's one possible solution. Have you turned the on switch?
Oh, of course. Why didn't I think of that?
Probably because you never heard of it. We did it!
It works! Yay!
As George would say, oobel doobel.
All systems a go.
Which brings to mind one question. Who's gonna go?
I have the answer to that, Mr. Orbit. It's my family. I'm the one who's gonna go.
It's a dangerous trip, Rosie.
Maybe too dangerous.
I love you too, Mac. But my family took the chance, and so will I.
I shouldn't let you do it, Rosie, but I'm proud of you.
Good luck, Rosie.
Some trip. That had a better kick than one of Mr. J's Jupiter Joy Juice cocktails. A lot better. With Mr. J's Joy Juice, you only fall off the couch. This must be a forest. Oh, that Astro really loves this place. Mr. J! Mr. J! I'm here, Mr. J! Mrs. J, Elroy, Judy! Mr. Jetson! It's me, Rosie! Oh, thank goodness they heard me.
Out of my way, Bonnet!
Whatever this is, the robots aren't very friendly.
Stand this tower and prepare to die, villain! Hawk Knave, I'll bring you down!
What made you drive all the way here, George?
I don't know, Jane. I just wanted to get as far away from everything as I could.
Well, that's not far enough away from Iggy Sandstone.
Hey, Dad, I think I recognize this place.
Of course. It's the same place we landed in the time machine.
How about that? Is that a coincidence?
Gee, I was hoping the time machine was here.
Ah, so was I, son.
I was hoping there was some way we could get away from that hectic life in Bedrock.
I want to get away from Rotho Breath. Go away! Get lost!
Well, there's no time machine. And no way out of here. So much for miracles that'll never happen. Let's go.
Are we stuck, George?
Yeah, on a rock.
Maybe it's an omen.
Omen. You can forget the omen, along with the miracles.
Or time machines, huh, Dad?
Mr. J, my family!
Rosie!
Oh, Rosie!
Rosie to the rescue!
But who's gonna rescue Rosie?
Rosie! Rosie! I brought you!
I love affection,
even if it kills me. And it may.
It's just that we're so glad to see you, Rosie.
Not to mention the time machine.
I'll drink to that. Rev it up, Elroy. And let's get out of here.
Yay!
Ooga, ooga, ooga. Ooga, 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 ooga.
Well, it's better than going around saying, Polly, want a cracker?
Judy, please. I got something to talk to you about.
You might as well be talking to yourself, Iggy, because I'm not listening.
Well, then, how about looking?
Oh, how lovely.
Yes, they are. But you see, we're kind of in a hurry, Iggy.
Well, it probably won't take very long if I just listen.
Judy, I was wrong. Those other girls, they were just fans.
Sure, you're adoring fans. Just the kind you wanted.
The kind I thought I wanted. But they didn't mean anything. Not like you do.
If I could believe you meant that.
Ready to go, Dad.
Right, son. Judy, sweetheart, we're ready to go.
Daddy, do we have to go? Right now?
If we don't, we're liable to miss our chance.
What about my chance? Here.
Well, honey, I guess we'll just have to count on your making the right decision.
It's not fair. When two people finally find each other, the last thing they want is to be separated.
Why do we have to be? Where are you going? Can't I go with you?
It's a long way, Iggy. Maybe we'll meet again sometime. Bye.
I don't want to hear the Jetsons are gone. I don't want to hear Rosie's gone.
Looks like you're gone, Mr. Spacely.
Put me down, you mechanical monster!
Put him down, Mac.
Oh!
Mac and I are just a little upset, Mr. Spacely. You see, Rosie went out to find the Jetsons, and now we can't find her.
Who cares? Cogswell stole my best idea. And how, you ask? Jetson! He's haunting me from a million years ago.
I wish he were here to defend himself, sir.
I don't care if he's here or not.
Cheer up, Mr. Spacely. We're back.
That's a lousy imitation, Orbit, and not very funny.
That's no imitation. They're back.
Who's back?
It's me, boss, George Jetson. Thank you for those tears of joy. I never thought I'd be saying this, Mr. Spacely, but I'm sure glad to see you.
What you're seeing is a ruined man, Jetson. A man that you helped ruin.
Excuse me, Mr. Spacely. Dad, could you help me in here?
Sure, son.
Who's gonna help me? What about my company, my reputation, my life? What am I gonna do? What is that intriguing-looking contraption?
It's called an automobile. A million years ago style.
That's not just an automobile, Elroy. That's a miracle. I can see it now.
George, it's so good to see you and your family home.
Thanks, Rudy.
Pipe down, you automated idiot. Can't you see I'm on a roll? I can see it all now.
Excuse me, Mr. Spacely. Maybe you better not roll in front of Rudy.
It's okay. Rudy's back on the right circuit, Mr. J. Without him, we could have never gotten you back home.
I'm back home too, George. Sarah's a thing of the past.
I'm glad, Rudy, but please, don't mention the past.
Anyway, who cares about the past? Unless you're using the past to make yourself a future.
I had him on the ropes. I had him through the ropes. What's he doing over there?
I'm afraid I don't know, sir.
Me, who's made sabotage a way of life. I can't let him get back in business now.
I wish I could help, sir. But as Humphrey Bumgard would have said, my story went straight.
There must be somebody, someone who can get into Spacely's plant. Ha-ha! I think I know just the one.
This will go down as the greatest idea since chocolate chip cookies. There it is, my ticket to fame and fortune. Nostalgia buffs all over the galaxy will go crazy for one of Spacely Stone Age specials.
How about that? Our Stone Age car is a wave of the future.
If this goes off without a hitch, Jetson, you may be in for a raise.
Oh, don't worry, sir. There'll be no leak this time.
Wow, look at all the cars. Which one is yours, Fred?
I don't know this person, and I don't talk to persons I don't know.
Sure you know me, Fred. I'm the one you dropped out at the window. Wait a minute, Robo. What are you doing here? You're working for that conniving con man, Cogswell.
Red alert! There's a spy on the premises! Red alert!
He's working overtime for Cogswell. Spying! Guys like you should be shot at dawn.
No way, Fred. I don't get up that early. Anyway, I could never be a spy. I'm too chicken.
He's right.
Rock! It's Centro.
Cogswell's canine contraption. He's taking pictures of the whole thing. I'm ruined. He's beat me again.
Not yet, Mr. Spacely.
I'll chase him and you head him off.
Ray, wait for me.
Mechanical snoop! Yow! Gotcha! Oops! Ouch!
Sorry about that!
Hang on to that rafter! Darn it! We lost the spy!
Come to Georgie!
Oh! He's getting away! Somebody stop him!
Get him! Get him! Stop him! Stop him! We did it!
Whoopee! I'm back in business, George.
Yeah, those two make a pretty good team. Finally.
Speaking of teams, you weren't too bad back there yourself, Bond, helping me up on the rafter.
It was nothing, Fred.
Nothing? You saved my life.
What are friends for?
Sometimes they're for hugging. That's what they're for.
They're going fast. You want one or not? Make up your mind, Cogsy, old boy.
I've got to have it. I've got to have it.
Then pay my price. Or be the only one in the galaxy who isn't driving one.
That's a lot of money for nostalgia.
Is it a deal or not?
It's a deal. It's a deal.
Remember, I've all the rights and patents. Everything. Copy one nutter bolt, and I'll sue and take your whole plant. Jetson, I'm loving every moment of this.
I'm glad, sir.
And you won't go unrewarded, my boy.
You hear that, Jane?
I could make you vice president or give you stock in the company. But I've come up with a better idea.
Yes, sir?
I'm not going to dock your pay for the time you were gone from your job.
Thank you, sir.
It's nice to see success hasn't changed, Mr. Spacely.
My, aren't we Miss Galomi this evening?
You would be too rosy if you were alone. Haven't you noticed all the couples? You and Mac, Mom and Daddy, the Flintstones and Rubbles?
And you're still thinking about that young fella back in Bedrock.
Well, can you blame me? There won't be another one like him. Not in a million years.
Excuse me, miss. Would you join me for some refreshments?
Oh, well, yes.
A million years, huh? Or maybe sooner.
Rowdy Rook, George.
You look fine as long as I have the keys.
Guess you're back in the fast lane again, George.
Thanks to you and your car, Fred.
Well, the thanks we were looking for was your help in getting us back to the dirt lane.
Yeah, we kind of miss Bedrock.
Except for one thing. Nate Slate will never give us our jobs back.
I thought this would come in handy.
Hey, you were a partner in Slate's Rock and Gravel Company?
Which I'm now turning over to you.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Fred, what you doing? Got it. Bedrock, here we come.
I don't think so, Mr. Rubble.
Say that again, Elroy.
The time machine. It took such a beating on that last trip. There's no way to fix it.
You mean we're stuck here in the Jet Age forever?
If we live that long. Cheer up, everybody. I've sold nearly every car in the plant. Well, maybe this'll make you cheer up. My next great idea is to go back to Bedrock and get Brontosauruses and Tyrannosauruses and every kind of dinosaurus we can find, and...
Sorry, boss. It'll never work. It's too late.
What? Don't tell me Cogswell's already done it. Will you stop with the shaking heads?
It's the time machine, Mr. Spacely. It's kaput.
Oh, yeah, and they can't kaput it back together again.
And we're stuck here.
The Jetsons have offered to put us up till we find a place of our own.
But I know how you feel, Wilma. It won't be like home to you here.
What about your old car? You can have it back.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Mr. Spacely.
And I'll let you have it for, I'll let you have it for old time's sake. At least I got a nod out of you. Yuck! Couldn't you have just nodded, too?
Well, this old car is a touch of home, Fred.
We'll see you later.
Thanks for everything. What happened, George?
It's simple, Mom. They must have absorbed some of the time machine quadro quotient.
It's simpler than that, Elroy. That old car just wants to go home as much as they do.
Oh, boy! Bedrock, we're on our way!
I can't wait to get home.
So long, George!
Bye, Fred. Barn.
So long, Wilma. Bye, Betty.
See you around, Reno.
Bye.
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 Yeah, buddy.